it's not a feel-good Friday. It's an effing Friday. What's up, people?
It's Friday.
You know, I did go back, and I got that
sandwich. All right, so the fact
again.
That you went back, and you know what that makes you? You're just a whiner.
No, I'm not
you
a whiner.
You're a big crybaby. You didn't want anything done.
Well,
you weren't trying to help others. You weren't.
I'm not going to take down the Starbucks empire.
You just went back and got another sandwich. I hope you had another tooth in there.
Another sandwich. Today was tooth free. I get them tooth free now. No extra. But I had no issues today. And you are a creature of habit, correct?
Yeah.
I am a creature of habit.
Yeah, but if I found a tooth and I knew I was going back the next day, I'd just go back. I wouldn't say, I've been wronged. I have a tooth in my sandwich.
Well, I mean, let's face it. I had a tooth in my sandwich. I was wronged. You can't.
Did you ask for any type of deal or discount? Did you bring the tooth to the attention of management?
I'm not the guy that's going to go after Starbucks.
So
and
why'd
say,
you
hey,
bring it up?
Because it's good fodder, man. Plus, it's a real tooth.
What if you get a tooth again?
Then I will have to talk to management.
No, you will not.
Then I will have to talk to management.
You like the sandwich too much.
That's a trend.
Why not change the store? Go to a different Starbucks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
He's not going to a different store, Jorge. It's a matter of inconvenience.
Get a different tooth.
Creature of habit. All right, so the Dodgers lose to the Padres last night at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers were down 2-0. A.J. Pollock, Sheldon Noisy hit back-to-back homers in the seventh, and then I thought they had it.
Well, how in the world, when they had two on and nobody out in the eighth, I went, this thing's over.
And
the Padres got out of that. That was stunning. First of all, they got an out.
Yeah.
Then did they intentionally walk the guy to load the bases?
I don't remember, but the guy was
I
on
think
first.
They
Bergman,
started,
do you remember?
Greg, they started pitching to him, right? And then they fell behind 2-0, and then they
Correct.
Just said, screw it. We'll
yes,
walk
they got two balls on A.J. Pollock, and then they're just like, you know what, just go to first, because you know that Sheldon Noisy is not very fast.
Yeah, and then Noisy
and that
just
was
hit
brilliant.
A
they pulled off a spectacular double play.
Up the middle, Jay Cronenworth somehow knocked it down, flipped it to Tatis, and they turned the double play by just
now,
a
Now, you know who was partially to blame for that loss last night?
No.
You.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Hubris comes before the fall.
No, I don't have hubris.
You absolutely have hubris. You were calling in the cute little Padres.
Well,
you don't
adorable.
Respect the Padres.
Look, they're trying so hard.
But the Padres are a legitimate threat to the Dodgers. They're the second best team in baseball.
They are not a legit. Stop lying to the people, John. The Padres
are
not a legitimate
hubris
threat to the
comes
Dodgers.
Comes before the fall. Bergman, you're a good person. By the way, Lindsay's out sick today. Bergman, you're a Dodger fan. You watch as many of these games as anybody. I absolutely respect the Padres. They are the biggest threat to the Dodgers winning back-to-back titles, which, oh, by the way, nobody's done in 20 years. It's hard. And Mason's like, oh, please, cute little Padres. He pats him on the head
adorable.
Like a puppy and doesn't respect him. When you don't respect him, they come up and bite you in the ass by pulling off a spectacular double play in the eighth inning.
Look, they're a really good team. This is going to be a 10-9 series when it comes down to all 19 games. However, Mason is right. I mean, they're nothing until they've actually done something.
Right. Yeah,
they're the Clippers, John.
They are the Clippers.
Jorge, play the tape.
I think it's a rivalry for the lesser team. So, like, the Padres are like, come on, let's get the Dodgers. This is our rivalry.
What is that?
You're openly mocking them.
This is our rivalry.
You're laughing at them and making grrr sounds.
Yeah, well, I mean, John, but it's
can you be any more disrespectful?
Find me one person that believes the Padres can challenge the Dodgers in the National League West.
They're
Manny
in San
Machado.
Diego. They're only in San Diego,
right,
and that's
but
it.
But see, when you don't respect your opponent, things like that happen. Who is there anybody in your that you guys know that when the Dodgers put runners on second and third with nobody out in a tie game that they thought that they would win it? Of course everybody thought the Dodgers would win at that point. But
John,
it's
one game in 162. Why are you dwelling on last night's eighth inning?
What are you talking about? They've lost two games in a row to the Padres. You and your rrr. They've lost two games in a row to the Padres.
But to say that the Padres are our rivals is
I'm not. I'm saying they're a
point.
Threat.
They are not rivals.
They are a threat to the Dodgers dynasty.
Do you agree with me that this is more important to the Padres than it is to the Dodgers?
Well, of course, because the Padres won what the Dodgers have.
Correct.
But what I'm saying is they've built a team specifically designed to compete with
the
Dodgers.
But the Dodgers are so much better. They're playing without Bellinger. They're playing with guys like
how many times have the Dodgers
Luke Raley and Zach McKinstry.
Hey, how many times have the Dodgers and Padres played this year?
Two. They're 2-2.
That's four, by the way. I hate to
math
you.
Is not his strong suit. Yeah.
Two,
no.
They're 2-2. Hey, matter of fact, Jorge, save that clip. How many games have they played? Two. They're 2-2. What a genius you are. Yes, you're the smartest person on the show.
I am the smartest person on the show.
Then why weren't you called on yesterday in the game?
Yesterday that was funny.
The whole thing was cooked on me. It was a sneak attack.
They had an equal opportunity to select you or me to help them win, and no one at any point selected you.
Who won Jeopardy toe-to-toe, head-to-head?
On the last question, which, oh, by the way, was about your favorite book of all time.
Next week, let's play a real round of Jeopardy.
Fine.
Again.
Whenever you want.
I will kick the snot out of
you. Is the deciding question going to be about Chinatown or yoga or Venice? Yeah, I mean, come on. Or weed
strains. Yeah, exactly.
Weed strains. we'll do that next week because I won that legit fair and square.
What
and
are you
Lindsay
talking
had no
about?
Idea
the
that
final
was my
question
I had no
was
idea
about
that
the
was
alchemist.
My favorite book. I had no idea.
But that doesn't change the fact that it is. It doesn't. You can say whether it was fixed or not, it doesn't matter. They gave you a tremendous kiss with the whole thing on the line.
I beat you.
Pay the man his money. Very underrated movie.
All right.
Amnithus Spa.
Oh, God. Yeah, what
like
is this?
That
just
is the smartest
the
man on
segment?
The show. This is ridiculous.
877-710-ESPN. Anytime you want to reach a show, you can reach a show. 877-710-ESPN. Are you actually afraid of the Padres like John? John's afraid of the Padres.
Did you see this NFL trade that just went down?
No.
Okay, so the Chiefs
just
got Orlando Brown, the tackle from Baltimore, who's an all-pro.
Right.
They gave up a first, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. But now the Chiefs got Orlando Brown. What are the Ravens doing? They need Orlando Brown. That's the guy that protects Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just happened. Moments ago.
Chiefs are good. You can also reach us by email, venicemace@gmail.com. Got a lot of cool emails that came in overnight, venicemace@gmail.com. You can tweet us at venicemace, M-A-S-E, at L-A, Ireland, or you can IG me at venicemace. So, last night, first of all, not dissuaded at all from believing that the Dodgers are going to beat the Padres by double digits win total this year.
No, it's going to be closer than that. Bergman, by the way, do you agree with that? I think the Dodgers are going to win by 5 or 6 games tops.
No, I mean, there's only going to be 19 games between those two that's going to cause any problems. They're going to destroy the rest of the division.
But so are the Padres.
Padres are 11-10. They're the best 11-10 team in baseball.
It's still early. Tatis is a little injured, but no, I still think like 10-12 games.
Yeah, you guys don't respect your opponent. Hubris comes before the fall, and you're both guilty of hubris.
Well, but look at this team right now.
Was I guilty of hubris last year when I said of the Lakers, straight to the title?
No, you were just an idiot. And then I stole that when the Dodgers did it, and I was an idiot, and the Dodgers did it. You have to respect your opponent.
I, as a fan, do not need to respect my opponent. The players need to respect the other. I don't. I don't need to respect them.
But tonight, I
will be disappointed if tonight Yu Darvish gets booed at Dodger Stadium.
Why?
Because just based on them ruining him in Game 2 of the World Series in 2017 by banging on trash cans, by all that stuff that they did in Houston.
Right.
They broke him psychologically, came back and had his shortest start of his career. It's a disappointment, but I think that it's time for him to shed this tag as just ultimate loser. He's still pitching, and he's still pitching well.
No, I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher, but he cost us a World Series. We had Game 7 at home. You were there. You spent like an ungodly amount of money on tickets.
I think you spent
more money on those tickets than you've ever spent on tickets to anything.
It is true.
What did you pay? Do you remember?
God, I want to say it was like $1,800.
I thought you paid $2,500 a ticket. Which, by the way, is not unreasonable for Game 7 of a World Series if your team's never won one. Or at least the Dodgers weren't your team the last time they won one.
No, in 88. No,
yeah, I don't begrudge you for spending whatever it cost to get in there that day. But he screwed you.
No, he didn't. He had a bad night. I'm not going to blame Yu Darvish for
He had
everything.
A bad night. He had a bad gonna, 45 minutes.
Way,
he didn't even hang around for the night.
They didn't hit that night either. I mean, there are batters that are responsible, too, for what went on that night. It wasn't just Yu Darvish.
Yu Darvish's legacy as a Dodger is that he cost us a World Series, period.
Well, Yu Darvish's legacy as a Dodger is that he...
And for the rest of this show, I'm going to refer to him as Boo Darvish. Because
no,
he deserves
to get
booed.
Do not boo Darvish tonight. Do not boo him.
Kershaw's going to win tonight anyway.
Be classy. Kershaw versus Darvish tonight. So John, on top of that, last night Anthony Davis made his return for the Lakers, played 17 minutes, 4 points, four rebounds, and shot 2 of 10 from the field.
Can I tell you
Rusty,
something?
Which we would expect.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
That wasn't Anthony Davis.
No, of course not.
That was some guy working his way back to being Anthony Davis. That's the worst I've ever seen Anthony Davis play. And it's not surprising because he
hasn't
played
since
9 weeks.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but everybody freaking out over Anthony. When's the last time Anthony Davis went 2 of 10? I don't even think that he ever has done that.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't impact the game defensively like he normally does. He'll be fine. I think hopefully they'll let him play a little more on Saturday night. I thought that was the best game Dennis Schroeder has played
as
a Laker.
Oh, man, he was unbelievable. That third quarter, he kept him alive in that third quarter.
And that was bubble KCP, too. KCP last night played like he played in the bubble.
Yeah, 29 points, 6 of 12 from 3 for KCP. Drummond was big last night, 19 boards.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
I think the Lakers are going to be fine. I'm a little – you know what? You know what's going to happen, though? I know it. Because I haven't had any time off from this show in months.
Right.
They're going to go to the play-in tournament.
Yeah.
You know, now they're only a game and a half out of the play-in tournament. And LeBron isn't close to coming back.
Wait a minute. They're 2.5 ahead of Portland and Dallas.
Let me double check.
Portland and Dallas are tied. I looked at the standings this morning. 2.5 ahead of Portland and Dallas.
Okay, but that's right. If they lose tomorrow, it'll be 1.5.
It'd be 1.5, exactly.
Right, you're
exactly.
Right. So that's what I'm worried about. But, you know.
I just have a feeling in the end it's going to be the Lakers are going to finish in the 6, the Clippers are going to finish in the 3, and we're going to see them in the first round. That's what I think is going to happen.
Wow.
That is a
awesome.
Monster, really tough first-round series.
That would be awesome, though.
Yeah.
Because
it gets
it
a little better, by the way.
For all. The
it gets
Clipper
a little better
Laker
for the Lakers,
rivalry.
By the way, John. After Dallas, none of the Lakers' next four opponents are – none of them are 8 games under 5 – or all of them are at least 8 games under 500.
Well, it's Orlando, Washington, Sacramento, Toronto.
So they face not exactly murderer's row there to come back off this Dallas game.
Right. Dallas has the easiest schedule in the league, though, in May. And the Lakers schedule in May, okay, they play after Toronto, after that stretch you're talking about. These are their games. Denver, Clippers, Portland, Phoenix, Knicks. Those are all good teams.
Yeah,
those are all
really
teams
good.
Going to the playoffs. So if LeBron's not back for those games, that's a tough stretch.
Yeah, it is. It's a rough stretch. Rough stretch. I talked to somebody yesterday who thinks, I don't know, it feels like it's all coming together on the fly. All of a sudden, Anthony Davis is back, and it's going to take him a while to reintegrate into things. When's LeBron James coming back, and how much time are they going to get to play as a team with Drummond on the floor, all that stuff. A lot of people, there are a fair number of people who are worried, saying, yeah, but wait a minute. We're kind of throwing it together on the fly in the last 2 weeks of the season, or maybe even the last week of the season.
So how's that different from what they did last year in the Orlando bubble? The Orlando bubble last year, they stunk.
Yeah, but they had both guys.
Yeah, but they'll have both guys when
they
the playoffs
start.
They
had AD and LeBron.
Yeah, they'll have both guys when the playoffs start.
You think they're going to or not going to wind up in the play-in tournament?
I'm 50-50. Matter of fact, I sent a note to Bergman and Amanda today saying, hey, I'm putting in for this week off, but I might have to work. That's how I feel about it. I may not know until like 2 days before whether they're in the play-in. Make them down
another Ireland vacation.
The
Here
final
we
weekend.
Go again.
Yeah, they say that about somebody, but it's not me.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. Mason and I, coming up next for you, by the way, a Japanese man has been arrested for dating too many women, John.
Wait, why is that a crime?
Too many women.
What's illegal about that?
I will explain it. Coming up next, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8,
J-E-T-S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Oh. Rita. Tina.
Sandra. Remember this song, Mambo Number 5? When did this come out? 90s?
Mambo Number 5. Yeah, I forget when this came out.
Probably early 2000s, no?
I don't know. Early 2000s? Might have been. So a Japanese man has been arrested, John. We'll get to your calls, by the way, in a minute. A Japanese man has been arrested after reportedly dating more than 35 women at the same time. Takashi Miyagawa, part-time worker, being investigated for allegedly defrauding dozens of women by pretending he was serious about each of their relationships and receiving hundreds of pounds worth of gifts from them.
But wait a minute. Why is any of that illegal?
Let me go on and tell me if you think it's illegal.
Okay.
He was caught when the women joined forces to create a victims association after discovering his extensive infidelity and reported him to the police. Among the claims is that he gave each woman a different date for his birthday, ensuring a constant stream of gifts throughout the year.
That is spectacular.
In total, he allegedly received about 100,000 yen worth of gifts from those women. Again, 35 of them and giving them 35 different birthdays.
Again, I ask, in all seriousness, what crime did he commit?
Well, he's hustling. Right? He's hustling those women.
What crime
he's a con
did
artist.
He commit?
That's a good question. What crime? He did
Bergman,
commit a crime.
Bergman, do you think this guy is guilty of being anything other than a cad?
No. He did what he needed to do.
Wait a minute. Though, this is a criminal racket. This is a racket.
What?
This is a racket. He's lying to all these women, pretending he's their significant. Then he gives them a different birthday, so he constantly gets... He's defrauding them. He's defrauding these women.
No, but these women are under no obligation to provide him gifts.
Exactly. Why does he need to... How do you know he's lying to them all?
He only has one birthday.
Yeah.
So he's definitely lying.
Yeah, he told one woman it was February 22nd, told another woman it was July, told another woman it was August
15th. By the way, if it becomes illegal to date multiple women at the same time, I got about five friends that need to get lawyers.
35 women at the same,
you know what we call that guy?
What?
The Mike Trout of dating.
Yeah, no, he is.
He hits to all fields with power.
But I still think that's a crime. I think that's a hustle.
You still haven't told me what crime.
It's a con.
It's not a con. It's not.
Somebody back me up on this. This is obviously a crime. 877-710-ESPN.
No, not at all.
Number one, you're wrong about that. And number two, go to George and Cerritos on line one because he might be able to talk some sense into you and Bergman. Who are both you're arrogant and overconfident. Mason, you're arrogant. Bergman, you're overconfident. George, tell them about the Padres.
I just want to say that I think if the Padres are a really good team, are a threat to the Dodgers, and I think if the Dodgers don't make it to the World Series because of the Padres, it's all Mason's fault, and that's all I got.
I'll take the fall for that. Sure, I'll take the fall for that. And did he say thank you and hung up? He didn't give me a chance to respond?
No, you can respond. It's your show. You can respond all you want. But I would argue that his accusation against you for doing something wrong is equal to your accusation about the Japanese guy doing something wrong.
No, there's a crime with this
Japanese
guy.
There is no crime. He's just a bad guy.
He's
there is no law that you
women.
Can't be a bad guy. If you make it illegal to lie on a date, then you're going to have every prison in America packed for the next year.
Mail fraud. How about that one?
No. He didn't use the mail. He received gifts.
Hey, Mace.
It's fraud.
Mace.
It's fraud.
How many guys did you lie to?
How many guys did I lie to?
Oh,
none.
Great quit. Thank you, Jorge.
See? I could only handle one at a time. You kidding me?
Okay.
What about when
35 guys? Are you freaking kidding
me? Okay, what about, you say you can only handle one at a time?
Yeah.
What about you or anyone else who is at the Olympics?
Shut up. You heard
Well, I'm not saying just you.
Heard one story about me, and that's enough to
No. I've heard the story. This isn't a story about you. This is a story about the Olympics. That when everybody goes to the Olympics, not just the people like you that went to cover it, but the athlete. I heard the athlete's village is just hookup central.
Yeah. Well, the Olympics are just that's a place you go for sex.
Right. So really do you want to arrest everybody? If you hook up with somebody from Sweden on the first day and somebody from Czechoslovakia on the last day, are you committing a fraud?
That's different from, hey, it's my birthday Thursday. It's my birthday next Friday.
By the way,
my birthday 6 weeks from Tuesday.
How did I live this long in life without ever hearing a guy do that? That's a brilliant trick. You would get tons of great stuff. If you just told every girl you're dating that your birthday is in a different month, you'd get, like, stuff all year.
Somebody help me. This is a crime. I can't figure out what crime this is. This
hey,
is a crime.
John in Chatsworth is online. He's a longtime Mason and Ireland listener. John, thank you for listening. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
what's
guys.
Up, John?
I think I may be in the top five of your longest listeners. I heard you guys the first week you were ever together.
Oh, we'd like to apologize for that, John.
We thought we had burned all those shows.
It's fun. You guys, you know, I agree with Mason half the time, and I agree with you half the time. You're the perfect balance. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. You're right half the time.
Yeah,
too.
So it's good. Now, John, who do you agree with about whether or not we should respect the Padres?
I tell you, I'm really impressed with their pitching. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? They're going toe-to-toe with our aces, and the bullpen is good. I mean, their pitching is good. I think we're definitely better offensively, no question, but don't you agree?
You would take their pitching over our pitching?
I wouldn't take anybody's pitching over their
pitching. I didn't say that, but their pitching is really, it's maybe one of the better pitching staffs in the league, I think.
So yeah. How many games do the Dodgers win the division by?
Eight.
Yeah, I say five or six, John. I think you're right.
Eight. We'd be really sweating that out, huh? Winning by eight.
All right. Thank you, John. Especially thank you for listening.
Yeah,
for
thank you, John. That's very nice of you. Thank you for being there from the start.
Okay, so now people are calling in about whether or not this guy committed a crime. Here's Devin in L.A. Hey, Devin, I maintain that this guy's guilty of being a bad guy but has committed no crime. What do you think?
Dude, if that guy's guilty of anything, it's for being a player because I could barely balance my bills. How many chicks has he got?
35 women at the same time.
Sheesh Louise, dude, 35.
Can you imagine how many text messages he's responding to and trying to keep the women straight? In his head?
I guarantee you that dude lives in a gated community because there'd be no way to keep the ones out that he didn't want to come in. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It's a fraud. It's a fraud scheme. That's exactly what it is. It's a fraud scheme, and he probably should he shouldn't go to jail, but he should definitely be on probation.
There's a guy on line one who claims his name is Michelangelo. If that's
true,
that is the greatest name of all time. Michelangelo, is that your actual name?
That's my actual name, Mr. John. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Well, your parents did you a huge solid. That is a great name. What do your friends call you? Did we lose them?
It's a great name. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so Michelangelo, what do you think about this guy in Japan dating 35 women?
Well, number one, I don't think it's a fraud. And then number two, I have a cousin, who dates multiple women at the same time, and I don't understand how he does it. Mason said, one's enough, and it's not a crime. He was creative, and he was able to capitalize on, being persuasive and being able to finesse all of these women at once.
Yeah, but you agree with me, Michelangelo, not a crime, right?
Not a crime. And I just want to say, you know what? You guys are the best radio show ever. I listen to you guys every single day from my desk at work, at home, and also in my car.
Oh, that's
have a great
nice,
day, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Okay. Now, I find this to be hard to believe.
Yeah.
There's a guy on line four that said he saw Michael Thompson in a store, which would mean Michael would have to have left his
house. Left the house?
I don't believe it. Don in San Clemente, is this true? You have a Michael Thompson sighting?
This is actually true. I just came out of Ralph's Market, and Michael was coming out. There was about 8 to 10 little boys, and they were asking if he'd play baseball, a basketball, and he stopped and started chatting with them and just having a great time. It was really neat.
Was he buying champagne or nuts?
He had champagne and caviar and bologna and hot dogs, as far as I could tell.
That's nice.
But, hey, listen, although the pants that he was wearing, I think, were zebra striped. So.
I've seen those pants. Aren't those ridiculous?
Those are his Zubaz pants. He wears those to all the games now, too. It's all about comfort in a pandemic,
He wore those yesterday. He was wearing those yesterday.
Greg,
so that's
it's a contest between Mason and Michael to see who can wear the same clothes for as many days in a row. They're both at about 35.
I'm really good at that.
Mason's going to win that.
Michael's in Mason's league in that
particular regard. I've been rotating two hoodies for about 9 months now.
Well, Michael just uses one, so you got
just one, exactly. Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, John, a display of pure stupidity at last night's San Francisco Giants game.
Oh, I love it.
That's coming up for you, 877-710-ESPN. And, of course, you can email the show, venicemace@gmail.com. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Literally the worst Batman is Val Kilmer.
That's not true. Stop that.
No, Clooney was worse. Clooney was worse.
Thank you, John.
Clooney was campy.
No, that was
but
garbage.
But Kilmer was nothing. I'm a Christian Bale Batman. I'm Batman. I am all about Christian Bale.
So here, okay, that first of all, that's a terrible take too. But Val Kilmer, I will take that back and say maybe that was a little bit of hyperbole. But Michael Keaton is the best Batman, and I will go to the grave saying
I liked Michael Keaton as Batman.
Wait a minute. Yesterday you said it was Val Kilmer.
No, now you'll go to the grave for Michael Keaton. Morales pulled
that part. Confused.
Hey, you guys, listen to this. So Mason had that story about the guy in Japan that dated 35 women. And got birthday presents from all. And told him all that his birthday was on a different day. So you guys tell me if this is smart or just unethical, okay? Rachel, who listens to our show all the time, just tweeted us this, Mace. There is a guy on TikTok that revealed he's 19 years old. His name is Noah. And he reveals that he, and I actually think this is kind of ingenious, but maybe it is unethical. I'll let you guys decide. He figured out that most restaurants will give you a free meal on your birthday. So he opened an email account, a fake email account, and he got a list of all the restaurants that give you free stuff on your birthdays. He found 365 of them.
Okay.
He told each restaurant a different day was his birthday. So he gets free food every day of the year. Cool.
That's flat-out fraud.
Wait a minute.
Genius.
They're giving it to him. This is the same as
Bergman. Yeah, but he's lying. It's based on a fraud.
Technically not paying for cable.
I pay for everything.
Yeah, you don't pay for anything.
No, I'm not that guy anymore.
This is Mason, Ireland. This is where you tell the truth. This isn't any of that fancy
guy
dancing around questions.
We both know that if I ever need a link to anything, you're the first person I text, so stop
Those are two totally different things. Knowing links and paying for all my other stuff is two totally different
things. Wait a minute, though. You guys, this guy with the 365, like, I'm looking at his spreadsheet.
Yep.
Like, here's a list. Applebee's, Arby's, Baskin Robbins, Benihana's, Black Angus Steakhouse, Bonefish Grill, Buca di Beppo, Chick-fil-A, Chili's. He's got a different thing every single day.
So he goes somewhere else every day just to get free food?
Or he has it sent to him. Yeah. Can you
now,
that's pretty ingenious, isn't it?
Well, that's fraud, though.
Why?
He's defrauding all those restaurants. They should be checking his ID. I think restaurants probably could check the ID of people to see if it's their birthday. How many people have just made up, hey, this is my birthday. Hey, it's our anniversary. Hey, it's anything to get that free
Michael does that to get
cake.
Yeah, Michael does that to get cake.
We did that too, Michael, at Benihana's in Hawaii the year we went to Lakers training camp there. He got a piece of cake out of it.
But wait a minute,
right.
but Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I wonder now, since this guy, I mean, he's given his full name on TikTok.
Oh, that's right.
Now, didn't he just end his own scam?
Gig up?
Well,
yeah,
I would think.
The gig up? Yeah, yeah, I would think so, too. Restaurants got to wise up. I'm Batman.
All right, what happened in the Giants game?
Okay. So a couple that attended the Giants game last night were in the news because they brought a huge, and I mean like a 2.5 foot long therapy rabbit for the game.
Mm-hmm.
The owners, his name is Alex. He's 4.5 months old. He is enormous. He's a
the rabbit
giant
is Alex.
Bunny. Yeah, the rabbit. Mm-hmm. The owners are Key Cato and Josh Rowe. And Alex apparently helps with Cato's anxiety and stress and brings joy to the couple's life during the tough times. This is a load of BS.
You know what this is the equivalent to, Mace?
You do not need a therapy rabbit.
It's when people bring, like, their pets on planes and claim
yes.
That's how that baby horse got on that plane. Remember that?
Sure. But now my dog would always reduce my stress. If I brought my dog on the plane or brought my dog to a game, it would reduce my stress. I would have my puppy dog with me, so I would be okay. The idea that this woman, Cato, can't get by without this gigantic bunny, and bunnies aren't the smartest animals in the world, right? They're not
right.
like dogs.
Oh, we had one for a while. This bunny was so evil, he chewed through his cage just to get out. We had him
Is
in a wooden
right?
cage, yeah. This bunny, and finally we released him back to the wild. We couldn't handle him.
Did the bunny actually like you? Did it play with you? Or
no.
was it just like...
No, the bunny would eat you and bite you if you played with the bunny.
Yeah, the therapy animal thing, I think. Aren't we done with that? Isn't that thing over now?
Well, people still do it. Now, a lot of airlines have outlawed it because they were just people... Remember some guy brought a pet, like, turtle and said it was a therapy turtle? And
yeah, just garbage.
Another, yeah, it's people that want to have their pets but don't want to put them underneath in the cargo hold. It's basically what we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah. Therapy rabbit at the Giants game, not okay. Not cool. Hey, you know, yesterday we were talking about the home run argument that they've softened the baseball. There are about 10% fewer home runs
yeah.
at this point of the season than in
yeah.
2019, the last full season. Mm-hmm. And somebody's got an interesting question about it. On email. I'll get that coming up next for you. And don't forget, Fast Track at 1:55, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Friday, Lakers lose last night. Anthony Davis comes back for 17 minutes, shoots 2 of 10 from the field. He's just trying to figure out how to get back to being Anthony Davis, and he will. They lose last night. They got Dallas again tomorrow. Critical game as they try to stay out of the play-in tournament. They're 2.5 games ahead of Dallas in the standings right now, so that would narrow if they lose to Dallas last night. It looks like Dallas will be without Kristaps Porzingis for that game, who twisted his ankle. Meanwhile, Dodgers lose the opener to the San Diego Padres last night at Dodger Stadium. I say, be calm, people, be calm. It's just the Padres. It's just the gutty little Padres.
What are you talking about? They've played 4 games and they're 2-2.
Gutty little Padres. They're 11-10, John. They're 11-10.
Yeah, but they're 2-2 against the Dodgers.
Those are the games they really care about.
That's 4, by the way. Yeah,
two
that
and
is
two.
4.
It is 4?
Yeah.
Still is.
You.
Still is. Okay, I wanted to get to this. Yesterday we were talking about the – and this has sort of been an ongoing conversation on the show about home runs and the fact that they have reportedly, and it's starting to look like they did, softened the baseball this year so that the ball doesn't leave the yard every single time somebody steps to the plate. So we got out of this zero-sum strikeout or home run dilemma that we've got in Major League Baseball. And ultimately, the idea is that leads to more action. Somebody, Robert Partita, emailed us and said, isn't the home run argument the same thing as the three-point argument in basketball? People love home runs just like the three, but it makes the game dull.
No, you think that his argument is that the three-pointer makes the game dull?
I think that analytics have hurt both sports, have hurt the Major League Baseball more, but it definitely the fact that the game has become just a three-point shooting game, and teams are shooting 30, 35 threes a game. There are games where teams have combined for 70 threes this year.
Yeah.
And not necessarily shooting them well. I think it has hurt the game. I think it has taken away from the flow of the game. I think it's taken away from the ball movement involved in the game.
So if it was up to you, if it was a dictatorship, would you get rid of the three-pointer?
I think I would make the three-pointer longer, make it tougher.
Make it harder?
Fewer people able to make it on a consistent basis. That's what I would do. So it limits those bomb three-pointers to, you know, Steph and Dame Lillard. And, boy, Luka is so good. Isn't Luka so good?
Yeah, unbelievable.
He plays it like
his own speed. It's like super weird. He slows the game down and just does whatever he wants.
Yeah, he is so friggin' good. You know, I don't get to see him play every single game, but wow. He's an unbelievable player. Bergman, what's it feel like to be producing like a real radio show here? Because normally you do the afternoon. What's it like to do a real radio show?
I mean, I'm going to be on SLK in about 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Why are you asking him to bite the hand that feeds him?
Oh, that's right. Is that what we're calling it now, SLK?
SLK, Sedano, LZ, and Cap. Yep, every day from 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, no, I've been listening to the show. I think it's really good. They were very confused about the Vivian story. They didn't seem to understand the entire Vivian catfish story that came up earlier.
Does anyone understand the Vivian catfish
story? Oh, yeah,
story?
I think
what really happened?
Okay, Josh Toussaint and a guy named Waleed completely invented Vivian. And they did
Josh Toussaint says that you are full of crap, that he was catfish, that he had
correct.
No idea.
And you're going to trust him. So
I've never met him. I don't know.
That Waleed was pretending to be Vivian, and they cooked up this scheme to get more followers and get more people to listen to their podcast. But all along, Waleed was Vivian. That's the way I view the way the story went down now.
But what is the point of creating Vivian? Why didn't Waleed and Josh just do a podcast?
Well, it was Vivian and Josh doing the podcast.
Right.
They were catfishing the world with a fake podcast.
But why make up Vivian? Normally, if you're pulling a catfish, it's to get money.
Okay,
right?
So if you're doing a podcast and you want to get started, and trust me, it's complicated and it's crowded in
yes,
the podcast
you
world.
Would know.
I know. So if I'm going to start a Lakers podcast right now, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to get people to listen to this? How am I going to pay people get to this podcast? Oh, I know. Waleed, you be a woman. And we'll do this podcast, and then you disappear, and we'll tell everybody you disappeared.
But why invoke leukemia?
Well, that was completely wrong. That is just an awful thing to do. But I think for the same reason, sympathy. Maybe somebody goes and checks out your podcast. I think they quickly realized they did something stupid. And then Josh Toussaint made up a story and told it to the Daily Beast, which I think is total garbage.
Right.
But no, I think that's the way Vivian went down.
Okay.
I've reached that conclusion. Hey, I wanted to ask you, tell me if this makes sense. Aaron Rodgers has started a new business.
Okay.
And we all use Internet Movie Database, IMDb,
on
a regular basis to look up movies and who was in what and all that stuff.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers is creating an online sports database, the OSDB. And he says it's a digital platform with the most extensive sports information on the web. How much do you really know about your favorite athlete? Do you know their personal interests, business ventures, charities, as well as all their stats? Are you a brand looking to get in contact with an athlete's agent or manager? Now, I would say I use football, baseball, basketball reference all the time. Those
right.
are my
that,
guys.
I was just going
to
say, isn't that what he isn't he just combining football, baseball, and basketball reference?
Yeah, unless he's creating a place where if you want to reach that guy's agent, you can reach that guy's agent or manager. He's creating a place where a player can write more of a Wikipedia-style explanation. Here's my foundation. Here's my this. Here's my life story, all that kind of stuff. Maybe it works, but I just find football, baseball, basketball reference to be the best ways to get – to get numbers on particular players in a big hurry. I don't think the online sports database is going to be a winner. By the way,
right. he might be late to the party. I mean, people like you and me are already using the reference sites to get what we need. So he'd be asking us to change our methods. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. By the way, I wanted to mention this. This may dissuade your opinion of everybody should boo Yu Darvish tonight. Mm-hmm. Yu Darvish, in that playoff season, the 2017 playoff series,
right,
had a .180 ERA in the NLDS.
Okay.
Had a .42 ERA in the NLCS, and then lost it in the World Series. Don't you think he deserves credit for pitching well in the earlier rounds of the series?
How do we judge the greatness of Dodger teams? If the Dodgers make it to the World Series and lose, is that a successful season for Dodger fans?
No, it's not.
And there's your answer.
But you tag Yu Darvish with the entire thing.
I tag him with the Game 7 loss. He didn't get out of the second inning.
He didn't in Game 2 either.
In the biggest game of his career.
Two shortest appearances of his career, an inning and
two-thirds. I'll give him a break on Game 2 because that was in Houston, right?
Right, that was in Houston where they were.
No, wait a minute.
No, it wasn't.
Wait a minute. That would have to be in L.A.
Because Game 2 was at Dodger Stadium. That's right.
Yeah. Now do you want to boo him?
That was Rich Hill in Game 2.
Right. He pitched in Game 3 in Houston.
Okay.
He pitched 3-7. So Game 3 was in Houston. Game 7 was at Dodger Stadium. I don't think people should boo Yu Darvish. Seems like a perfectly nice guy.
You mean boo Darvish?
Yeah. He pitched really well in the DS and the CS.
You know what Jorge calls him? Tell him, Jorge.
You garbage. Like, that's what I call him.
You garbage.
Right. Yeah. You got a short memory,
terrible.
Mason. You forked over $5,000 to watch the Dodgers win the World Series. Instead, you got Yu Darvish getting lit up like a Christmas tree.
That is terrible. You garbage. Well, I guess if you put them together, boo garbage. I just think that's just mean is what that is.
Well, what was how he pitched in Game 7? How would you describe that? I think that's mean.
I think he blew it. Obviously, he blew it. Greg, if you were a Dodger, I'm going, by the way, I'm doing two things this weekend that I haven't done in a long time. One, I'm going to the Dodger game tomorrow night. I'm going to see Trevor Bauer pitch against Blake Snell. I'm excited. First live sporting event since before the pandemic. And I'm getting a massage on Sunday. Have you gotten a massage since you've gotten your vaccines?
The pandemic.
No, but I don't get them regularly anyway. You tend to get them. I was trying to think of, like, there's a bunch of, I got in an Uber for the first time last Saturday in over 13 months.
Right. That's
so there might
one.
Be some things coming back, but,
yeah,
you know, how do you know the masseuse has been vaccinated?
Yeah, they're showing a little card exactly like I have that says they've got two shots. So it's a vaccinated masseuse.
Isn't a card though kind of like, a certificate of authenticity for memorabilia? You could just make one up if you
You're
wanted
really
to.
You're really opening Pandora's box there.
Yeah, but you could, couldn't you?
Could you, if you wanted to, I don't want to give people this idea, but could you make it like a fake ID? I suppose you could.
Yeah, why not?
But why do it?
So you could get
business. When you can be vaccinated, why do they want to get COVID from me if they're a massage therapist?
But so why wouldn't you do it? I'm just saying, I don't know if you could trust that. Unless you have a relationship with the masseuse and you could say, hey, you know, they'll just tell you the truth if you've been vaccinated or not.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. I trust that the masseuse and the company has done all the verification that they can, but I'm looking forward to getting a massage. I am going to start living my best life now that I got my two shots, John.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
It's Friday.
Exactly.
All right, so give me your advice on something.
Okay.
I'm supposed to get my second vaccine shot on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay? I have a Laker game Monday night, and I have a Laker game Wednesday night. I was just talking to Bergman about this, because he had his second shot last week. Everybody I've talked to, including Lisa, who had her second shot last week, has been down for the count after the second shot, the day after the shot. You say you didn't have too much trouble, right?
No, I didn't. My mom didn't. There are lots of people that don't.
But
that
I had trouble with
sore arm.
I had trouble with the first shot.
I think that's in your head.
No. But I Bergman drank a bunch of Gatorade and said that he was a little bit sick, but not too bad.
No, I was fine. I came into work.
Yeah. So what's your question?
Keep it on Tuesday.
Yep.
Roll the dice that I can do the show Wednesday and do the game Wednesday night, because I have a double on Wednesday, the day I'm supposed to be sick. Or move it to next week when I've got a 2 days off between Laker games.
Well, I say get the shot and do it like I do, John. This is when I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, this is what I do.
You just get stoned?
I gut it out.
You just got stoned, right?
Yes. I did. And I had no symptoms whatsoever. All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track. Then at 2:15, Bill Plunkett's going to join us. We'll dive into this Dodgers-Padres series. The gutty little Padres, they're so adorable. They won a game last night. Fast Track's next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.